您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 Tourists will no longer have to hold their breath when visiting the toilets at certain attractions in China as the country promises a toilet revolution to improve standards. 一场景区厕所革命即将到来，国家旅游局局长李金早说，今后的三年全国将新建旅游厕所33,500座，改扩建旅游厕所25,000座。 More than 500,000 tour site toilets will be either built up or renovated within the next 3 years, all reaching quote-unquote three-star standards. So first of all, we still start with the problems as we always do. How big is China's toilet problem?
I don't think it's news that some of China's toilets are a bit on the dirty side. And we are talking about muddy floors, dirty squat potties, and litters of waste paper that are common in some of these Chinese tourist attraction sites.But that being said, I have to say, in recent years, I've seen major improvement in our toilets in China. Probably, I'm still talking about bigger cities like Beijing, Shanghai that I've visited, that sometimes I'm astounded by how pristine, clean these toilets can be.
Because you're going to toilets where no one actually uses them.
That's not true. Okay, I can give you examples. Because I actually did
visit. Please, yeah, I want to know where to go.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now. John, get your pen out.
Okay.
So there is Summer Palace, which I visited a couple weeks ago. Great floors. You can always, you don't really see a lot of garbage or anything like that. And in general, it's just pretty clean. The toilets there. And also the Palace Museum. When I went to their toilets, I was astounded too, because we know how many tourists go every day. But that still, you know, I'm talking about major tourist sites.
I suppose that
a lot of investment goes to these
toilets. But also that was off peak. I mean, you went during an off peak time.Like, not during the peak season of tourism, right?
It is so clean. I was really surprised.
Would you eat off of it?
Pardon?
Would you eat off of it? Eat off the floor?
Why would I want to even if it's a Japanese
then
one?
It must not be that clean then.
No, it's just because it's a toilet. That's not where you eat.
Well,
where did you grow up?
It's a bathroom.
Right? Yeah. So my point here is that I have to say there has been improvement in some of these toilets.
Yeah.
But when you look at China overall, I'm sure there are some still pretty dirty ones.
I remember one time, I think it was in 2004, I was visiting China for the first time with a university education tour group. And we were traveling from somewhere to somewhere. I can't even remember. But we were in the middle of nowhere. I have no idea where we were. Somewhere in the countryside, traveling on some you know, two-lane road. And we stop to go to the bathroom. And the bathroom was just a brick, you know, shack, basically, and the toilets were just holes that were on the side of a hill. And even worse, so you can imagine the sight and the smell that just bombards you as soon as you get in. But also, this toilet, for some reason, ended up being quite dangerous because there were wasps inside. I have no idea why wasps would be in a toilet, why they would build a nest like inside or so close, but we had to be very, very careful and very, very fast when we were relieving ourselves. That's one horrible example. But another horrible example shows that, you know, that there still is a lot of progress to be made, is that in Guangdong province at the Chen clan shrine, supposedly one bathroom attendant has to use sulfuric acid every day after the shrine is closed, just to, you know, clear all the clogs and things like that from the toilets and, you know, just to be able to clean everything off. And so we're talking about, sulfuric acid is one of the strongest acids you're gonna find. Mm. And, It's very powerful.
Also, I think for a lot of foreign tourists, the complaint doesn't stop at dirtiness. It's also the squat ones with, like John described, hole.
The squat ones with no partition.
Yeah, no partition or maybe a very low wall as a partition.
Right.
And no toilet paper is another complaint.
Yeah.
For us, you know, I've got used to that. We just have to have some sort of toilet paper or tissue on you whenever you go. But it's not something that foreigners know.
There's another point I need to make here that, you know, responding to what I said earlier about Summer Palace, that they actually have loo paper there for you. And I was almost in tears of happiness when I saw that
because you forgot yours.
As a Chinese person, am used to bring tissue, my own very soft and perfumed ones, with me when I go to the bathroom. I think that was too much information, excuse me.
That was too much information.
But this is the topic I enjoy.
But still, that's representative of many Chinese females of your stature. So.
Yeah, all right. Now, let's talk about this revolution that the tourist bureau chief announced. And it seems that they're going to build a lot of new ones and also renovate existing ones, vowing that all of them would reach three-star standards, although there's no explanation as to what three-star mean.
Maybe, it must be good.
Maybe toilet standards of a three-star restaurant or a hotel.
But three-star hotels aren't that great in China. So, I mean, no.
So we don't know. But also, it's interesting that, you know, when these stories are being carried out by some British newspaper like the Mail or the Telegraph, Daily Mail or Telegraph. A lot of focus was on the squat ones, you know. So I guess people were sort of wondering whether the squat ones will be upgraded into the.
Well, here's the thing. I tend to avoid squatters, mostly because I don't really know how to use them. I've only used them twice in, you know, dire emergency situations. But that was because I absolutely had to. I tend to avoid them mostly because I am just very worried about, you know, getting my pants dirty, and just in general not being very experienced and having to walk out, you know, somewhere that's not home where I can't change my clothes, you know, having some type of, accident or something like that. But at the same time, I mean, I recognize in some ways how they can be superior to the regular seated toilets, mostly because you don't really have to worry if they're clean or not, because no part of your body is coming in touch with anything that was in touch with anyone else's
body.
Exactly.
And that's a very good reason.
And apparently, some of my female friends have told me that squat toilets are actually very easy if you're wearing heels.
Mm. Oh, I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said it's for some reason. They said it was easier to use it with heels.
Okay,
wearing heels. Yeah,
but certainly they're a lot more cleaner, I would say, than the
hygienic. Not necessarily cleaner, but more hygienic.
Well, and the fact that there's no direct contact with the facility is a good thing, I suppose, especially when you see how the seated toilets are being used in China, that not everybody sits on them.
Yeah, no, I think it's so funny where you see like a seated toilet and then you get inside and there's a sign, please do not stand on toilet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that happened during the Sochi Winter Olympics in Russia as well. And I suppose that's something that developing countries are probably facing.
Also,
how to correctly use it.
The problem is if you do that, you can actually break the toilet bowl.
So it
can actually be a little dangerous.
Also, we assume that it's only the uncivilized people that do that, but it's actually not. I think a previous survey on Chinese people's toilet using behavior show that around half of them admit that they have squatted on a seated toilet, which was gross.
So they should probably just use the squatters anyway.
Well, if a squatter's not available, let's say they're in the UK and they have to go to, like, you know, heavy trafficked McDonald's or something, you know, what do you do then? Or in the US, which I've seen some pretty horrific bathrooms at McDonald's in New York City. But interestingly enough, there are some very smart people in the United States. I can't remember what the product is called, but it basically turns your toilet into a squatter. And so what it does is it can actually evenly, it's like a board that you can stand on, and it evenly distributes the weight and the pressure onto the toilet, so you can actually squat on the toilet without hurting yourself.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's as if it's designed for the Chinese.
Because, you know, squatting, in fact, you know, for going number two is actually healthier. You can, you know, it's a bit more effective in evacuating the bowels. So
okay.
there's a lot less strain. So there's a lot of arguments
but
for using
there,
this
But there
water.
Is the counter-argument that the, I think it's the Daily Mail made, that you need a lot of core strength and a lot of lower body strength in order
but
to hold
just,
up there.
Yeah, but that's just for, you know, people who've never squatted in their life. If you've grown up in China, that's obviously not a problem.
Mm. Yeah, and I think having sturdy thighs is always a good idea. It's great for your shape, and I think for Chinese girls, we have the advantage of getting those muscles exercised from a very young age. And if you're, you know, a listener of our, regular listener of our show, you probably remember that I paid a visit to Japan a couple of months ago.
You're going
to
mention that.
Yeah, because I've read so much about the how great the loos in Japan are.
Just,
so
just tell
I
us,
made
tell
a,
us about the meiji.
Yinji.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I realized that there's this great function that only the super advanced toilets, electronic ones in China have, but I had a chance to try them in Japan, and it's called Yinji, so it's the musical function. Oh, it is just great. And particularly when you're in a public bathroom.
So what does it do? What does it do?
Okay. So basically, when you press the button, there's this very lovely sound of water that comes out.
Like a gurgle.
Yes, that sort of makes your little cubicle a separate space than the neighboring cubicles.
You know, it's
so you nobody would be able to hear the noise that you're making, and you won't be hearing other people's anyway. Well, so you are doing your own business without anybody else judging you. Okay?
So for me, it's interesting because I haven't been to Japan, but I have had the experience of I have encountered some Japanese toilets in Taiwan and in some Japanese owned businesses here on the mainland, and they're kind of scary. Like they're a little intimidating to me. Like because most of it's,
but you're a technology friendly person,
but
right?
But the thing is, all like it's the label. Is in Japanese with some Chinese characters because they use traditional characters. Half the time it hasn't been translated into the simplified characters. And so I'm always just really afraid because I want to figure out what these things do, but then I'm in a public space. I'm using, you know, a toilet, you know, at someone's business. And like, I don't want to cause a huge mess like when suddenly water shoots out or, you know, something else weird happens, you know?
Yeah, and I don't think that's a problem for Chinese people because we can read pretty much what those functions are. And it even provides cleaning functions for you as well. And you can even target different spots. And it's all so very advanced and so clean. And with that water function that, you know, the music function, I think it just totally enhances your experience of going to the bathroom.
That's right. Yeah, it has it. Yeah, because they have the bidet function. I was just trying to think of that word, the bidet,
yeah, the bidet function.
Right. So basically, I mean, so in some countries they have a toilet and they have a bidet, and a bidet is used in particular after you've used the bathroom, whether one or two, to clean up before you put your pants back on. But these Japanese toilets, they do, it's a toilet and a bidet.
It's two
cool.
in one. How yeah. French are they?
But I just have to say, I have no sort of feeling of admiration whatsoever as to the Yinji function you just talked about. To me,
yeah.
they're just totally unnecessary, and it just shows how hypocritic human beings can be.
There's
of
no
not accepting
hypocrisy.
Your own, not accepting your own natural functions. Basically,
but there are so many natural functions that we're not really accepting it. We're sugarcoating it anyway, and this is maybe taking it a step further. But in a highly developed society, I do appreciate that protection of your privacy, even if that is in that cubicle in a toilet. And Xiaohua is shaking her head now, but still, I'm holding my ground very firmly here, and I hope that's the direction we're going for everyone in the future. Right now,
more
in
privacy.
China, I think we're still talking about just cleaner toilets, and we need more of them. And I think here, with the government official saying that they're building five-digit more toilets, is certainly good news.
Well, cleanliness, that's the only thing that I want, and toilet paper.
Cleanliness and toilet paper, those are the basics. I mean, as long as I can walk in and not have my nostrils immediately assaulted, I think I'll be happy.
Yeah, and as to the argument of squat versus seats, I would say squat here in China, because basically, as Chinese people cannot be trained or taught or educated within a short period of time to get used to the seated ones, nobody's are going to use
it. They're not children. I mean, Chinese people aren't children, number one. Number two, honestly, for me, I don't think I'll ever go number two in a Chinese public bathroom anyway.
I think the seated toilets are probably for the older people, and it's important to have choice. So for the squatters, I think it's cleaner and probably it's a little bit harder, physically challenging for some people to use, but it's certainly a lot cleaner. And Japanese people have both. They have the squatters and the seated ones. Why do they need the squatters? It's because kimonos. So if you're dressed nicely, probably using a squatter is the better idea.
I see. Let's go to some of our WeChat listeners. For example, Jasmine says maybe a 马桶 will occupy too much space, you know, in comparison with a squatter.
I don't think so. I mean, like, vertical space, perhaps, but horizontal space, they're basically the same.
Yeah, I agree. If you're going to partition each cubicle, it's going to occupy
about the same space anyway.
And Bella says, I don't think the seated toilets are going to be welcome, because a lot of the times, if you go to a place with both squatters and seated ones, nobody's lining up for the seated ones,
no,
but everybody's
it's disgusting.
Lining to use. Yeah, and because people stand on them.
It's just disgusting.